Set it on fire, fire, fire.
No wonder you called it Set It On Fire.
Told you.
No wonder. Well, nevertheless, this is Trial by Fire on YCRadio.org, the voice of today's generation. Full cavalcade of characters. I'm going to go around. I'm doing first names only because this is strangely important. Sebastian and Melanie to my left. Giovanni.
Hey guys, it's me, Giovanni Angle here, host of Plex.
Can we mute him?
I'm actually to your right.
I don't care about directions. I'm using Brian's vantage point right now. See, that's how you know it's informal. It's what we call Trial by Fire. Speaking of Trial by Fire, the man in the corner. What's your name? Where you calling from?
My name's Daniel. I'm from St. Albans, Queens.
I'm not lit over there.
Whatever, man.
Oh, good.
How was everyone? How was spring break?
Spring break was awesome.
There was no break.
I'm still on break.
You're here, though.
I did absolutely nothing. So. I saw Furious 7. Furious 7.
I worked all week.
Right.
How was Furious 7?
It was nice, man.
How's that ending, though?
Don't make me cry. My mom literally asked me, and like, hey, is the white guy the guy who died? And I literally said, like, no, don't touch me.
Did you just say
I was crying.
Wait, were you upset that your mom called him the white guy who died?
Yes. I was crying, and I'm like, oh, God, he has a name, Mom.
The disrespect was real.
He has a pass, right? Like, he could be on BET, nobody will hate.
I don't think, yeah, Paul Walker gets a pass. I think he does.
Let's face it, he is one of those few white celebrities, and it's honestly not as few as I personally think it should be, but he's one of those white celebrities where you walk in and you're like, oh, you're actually kind of supposed to be here. You know who does not get that pass?
Who?
Madonna.
Oh,
I don't care if you dated Tupac. And that's why I did that segue.
Very good segue.
If you live on Twitter or have any exposure to pop culture or social media, you will see that some famous light-skinned Canadian rapper dude made out with this pop star, and it wasn't stylish, it wasn't pretty at all. It was actually quite gruesome.
And he didn't even like it. He didn't even like it.
Exactly.
Though.
It looked like he cried like tears of enjoyment.
Yeah.
Enjoyment.
It's like dreams do come true.
Those are tears of enjoyment?
Yeah, those are tears of fear. Like,
God, that boy's a masochist.
I wish that his mic was on so we could hear like his reaction.
What Drake was thinking and saying at the moment.
Like literally, like you saw him looking down and like,
did anybody see the actual footage?
Like, yes, I did.
We did see the footage.
What song was playing?
That I don't know.
Okay. I'm hoping it was Madonna too, from his mixtape. That would have been so just.
If you're listening to this, if you're reading this, it's too late. Yeah. Wasn't it on that?
Yes, it was.
Do you know whose show it was? Was it Drake's or was it Madonna's?
Yeah, it was Drake's.
I think it was Drake's.
Oh, he set himself up, so he invited her.
Yeah.
But he didn't expect it.
Headline.
He probably didn't expect it.
He was headlining Coachella last night.
And he's gonna be headlining the Governor's Ball coming up this June.
I'm here for that.
That's bread.
And I'm planning to go because you know Flying Lotus. He's gonna be there Sunday.
But do you know this is the first time in such a long time I'm actually looking forward to Summer Jam?
Really?
What?
K-Dot.
Oh yeah.
Headlining.
Yeah.
And they've got so many good acts lining up behind him.
So you're actually going?
I would actually spend money to go get a ticket. Yes.
Summer Jam is in the what stadium?
It's in MetLife, I believe.
Oh, one day.
Right, just one day.
The problem is, I don't know if I really want to go through all that, through all the ratchetry and all the...
Nobody wants to.
Pretty ratchet.
Yes, the ratchetry.
Is that a word?
All the ratchet couture is...
It is now.
You don't want to get involved with all the ratchet couture coming in and...
No, you want to know who are the more annoying ones?
Who?
The fangirls. Oh my God! I love Kendrick!
Spit one Kendrick verse.
He's my favorite! Oh, right. Oh my God, I love King Kuta. I got a bone to pick! Like, go away! We're not here for you!
I like it. I'm not as a guy. I'm sorry. I like Kendrick. I love Kendrick. But I'm not that guy. I'm not the guy who can spit all of his verses, but I know some. I know
King Kunta by heart.
It's the easiest one, though.
I know that.
I know West Side. That was his Backstreet Freestyle.
The only no.
All my life.
That was his Backstreet Freestyle.
All I know is Rigor Mortis. Got me breathing with dragons. I cracked the egg in your basket.
Keep going. No way. Go.
You can keep going. Just curses. Make sure you censor yourself at the right
spot. I can't censor.
Then this is null and void.
Okay. Don't do it.
Classic song. I think Pharrell produced that.
Of course he did. Pharrell with him on All Right.
Yo.
He gave us one. He's always good for one banger. He's always good for one.
The blackest Pharrell voice I ever heard in like a long time.
We gonna be all right.
Blackest.
Because he used to just singing right on top of stuff.
It doesn't even sound like Neptune beat. It sounds like some other beat. I don't even think Pharrell actually touched the beat. I think he just missed it.
I hope not. Actually, no, that's a lie because I want to give him his due, but I don't think he touched that beat either.
Yeah. Hey,
that's a question.
Probably mixed it.
K-Dot or J. Cole?
K-Dot.
K-Dot? Ooh. Come on.
J. Cole is trash. Come on. So.
Oh, whoa.
You crossed the line.
Oh, yeah. Slow down, fam.
Kim wants to come on the show. She wants to talk to you about that.
All right, go ahead. I tell everybody. Yo, I want a whole episode where I diss J. Cole in front of everybody, okay? It's live. People.
Black Seinfeld, tune in to one day where we discuss about J. Cole. Well, Sebastian does.
Being overrated as hell.
Why do you not like J. Cole?
Yeah,
it's
why
a
don't
long,
you
complicated us? Story. I can say that I thought he would be better than Kanye when I first heard him. And he's just been a big disappointment. Track after album after album. He's like Nas of today. You know how Nas was good? Well, he never had a good. He's just like Nas of today.
Okay, well, first, here's why I'm going to disagree with you. Okay, first of all, nobody was ever going to be as good as Kanye.
That he can produce and rap. Still,
yeah, but the reason is because I never really saw him like that. Because he calls himself the intellectual a-hole.
Yeah. But you have to understand, when J. Cole came out, he came with the same influence. Like his warm-up. When the warm-up came out.
Like Grown Simba?
Yo, that was excellent. Lights Please, yo, that was crazy. But when he produced an entire album, a mixtape, then he produced all, you know, he did everything. So everybody expected that he could be like the next Kanye, someone who could produce his own beats and could rap on them.
That's a little unfair.
That's because he set himself up like that, actually.
Really not a use this.
Because Kanye, Kanye's a talent. Kanye's talented. Like, to the moon talented.
But I don't want to diss Jake. I give J. Cole his due. It's like G-M-O-D, that song.
G-O-M-D.
Yeah, that's like the best song of the album. But if he did an entire album like that, I would have loved it.
But that's not his style. January 28th was a fantastic song.
But that's the problem. His style is so boring.
That's boring?
Yeah.
That's life.
No, but it's so boring. It's the same repetitive old stuff. Boring.
But groups, it's life.
Boring.
Life is unfortunately drums. Not exciting.
It's boring.
Yes.
Life is boring. No, that's not what I'm saying.
I think the reason
that
we get bored with J. Cole's music is because it's the same flow on every song.
Which is why we're not very fond of Wally's album. Well, right. It's good, but it's just not.
I don't know why he's spacing his lyrics.
Listen, he doesn't space.
Listen,
them.
I like the album, but it's nothing new. He brings nothing new to the table.
I think it's boring.
Like, the thing with music, and me and Sebastian can agree on, is like we think of like the future of music, and so when Wale comes out with like the same thing, it's like, okay, Wale, we heard this before. I mean, it's nice. I mean, we like it, but like, what are you gonna do to outdo yourself, man?
I mean, I've always been a real, because the thing is, I'm a musician, so when it comes to like variety in beats, like I'll fall in love with it. Like the intro About Nothing. I love it.
I like Helium Balloon. I love it.
That one was...
I really like Helium Balloon.
The Pessimist was great to me.
Featuring J. Cole, ironically enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Featuring J. Cole, ironically.
Did he have a verse or he just did the chorus?
He just did the hook,
I think. Yeah, yeah.
Got a pocket full of Vans again. Don't make no difference to me. I actually like the girls on drugs. He's got a lot of. I'm just a Wale fan. I'll be honest about that.
I like Wale. I'm
a fan of
100 Miles
too.
Of Running. You know the Mixtape About Nothing series.
Ooh, that's the one
7-11,
thing.
No, what 9/11 theory? 7/11 theory?
No, the 9/11 theory.
9/11 right? theory. Yeah.
That's the one thing I dislike about mixtapes, and what's I'm gonna that? Use Big Sean as a prime example.
Don't
of this.
I love Big Sean?
Oh,
no. I want to hear this example. Debatable. I might agree with you.
I might.
The mixtapes were always like, yes, Yes. Like, the first mixtape I heard of Big Sean from beginning to end was Finally Famous Volume 3, and I was just like, give me Finally Famous, the album, right now.
Yep.
And the album came out, I was like,
mediocre.
All right. And then Detroit came out. I'm like, ooh, Hall of Fame finna smack. And Hall of Fame was basura.
It was the worst.
It was terrible. It was garbage.
Was that the song 10. With the... was that the one with... I can't remember.
The song with Nicki Minaj
yes.
in it?
Yes.
He had a Haitian me reference not my
mama.
But
me
other than that...
Me and not my mama. Me and not why my mama. It,
why
quit messing with my mama.
Why does all of his songs have like him saying one word like or one phrase over and over
that's
and
style.
Over
he's
again?
A simple...
Oh, God.
Rapper.
Oh God!
truthfully, the reason his second album sucked is Kanye was not there.
Oh my God!
I can believe that.
He follows the book of Yeezus. Okay,
I'm really
excuse
not a
him.
Fan of Kanye.
But this third album was fire.
The book
I even
Yeezus.
Bought it.
Excuse Dark Sky Pan.
Yeah, Kanye was all over that.
I was willing to give him that. The one thing about IDFWU because we can't say it on air, right. Unfortunately. Mm-hmm. What really hurt me on that was that the beat switch. Was not for as long as it should have been.
Okay.
I loved the beat switch at the end.
And the problem with the problem with that song is the lyrics don't match up to what she's supposed to be saying in the song.
He was salty. That's all I know.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
But the beat switch, what, you didn't like how it just ended with the same beat?
No, I wish he had it for a little bit longer.
Oh. That beat switch made it way better.
Exactly. If he had done a whole song with that beat, I would have been good.
As a DJ and as a club goer,
yes, please.
I would like to say that that song is popping.
But.
And there's nothing wrong with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
They like to switch because they jump, then when the switch, little.
I think
chill.
The switch is nice. I don't think that they needed to drag it out for any longer. I thought it was. Mm-hmm. I thought he left it on enough.
Shout out to E40 for the verse.
Ooh, yes.
Hey,
putting people back on E40.
I like to say, speaking of switches, you know, someday we could be switching from a male president to a female president.
Yeah.
That's transition, son. Transition,
light six. Light six out of 10.
Most likely we are.
Light six out of 10.
Whatever, Anthony Blanton. Whatever.
Well, speaking of which, I think we should include the lady in the room on this one.
Miss Melanie Adams.
Oh, now I get a shout out now that we're talking about women because women can only comment on women, right?
No, it's just that.
We were waiting for you to jump in, ma'am.
We're bored.
But you out here all occupied.
On
everybody deserves a seat at the table.
I'm a little occupied.
Exactly. So, Hillary Clinton, 2016, what is your takes on this?
I'm excited. I'm so excited.
Part of me is nervous because I'm like, look, we've had so Clinton. It's but now the White House is becoming names now. It's just Bush and Clinton. That is pretty much the names.
I think it was
synonymous. Like, it's like
it's definitely like Clinton, Bush, black, and then female. I think that's how it's gonna go.
Jeb right. Bush is running.
Honestly, I'm shocked that President Obama got in before Hillary May.
But he was cooler.
Because of course he was, but history has always given the white woman a shot before the black man.
True.
And the black women, it's not even fair.
Yeah, my mom still loves Barack Obama.
51% approval
rating. I mean,
rating.
When it comes to leader of the free world, I think they would still prefer a man over a woman. So I did think that they would nominate a black man as president before we got a female president. Okay.
Do you think Hillary can lead the free world, Melanie?
Yes, I do. Of course I do.
I think
we should have had a woman president a long time ago.
I don't trust her.
I actually don't disagree with that.
I don't trust
her. I don't disagree
though.
With that.
All right, Sebastian, why don't you trust her?
She's getting money from the corporations. I don't trust people like that.
Everyone gets money from corporations. That's the whole job of politics.
Nah, but it was out there. You don't want someone that's already proven that they take money from the corporation, especially when she was doing healthcare. Like when she was the first lady, she was trying to like make healthcare universal, right? Then she took money from a corporation. Then she stopped immediately. She stopped. Did people forget?
So
stay woke.
You want to know my reason, guys?
Yeah.
I'm listening.
You're listening, man.
I'm ready for this.
Well, man, you know, as the famous Cat Williams once quoted, you know.
Okay.
how can you be like the leader of the free world if you couldn't take care of your man first? You want to be leader of the free
Thank
world,
you.
But you
hey, he kept it PG. He kept it PG, bro.
Take care of your man first.
He did what he was supposed to do.
He has been chomping at the bit this all day since
Yangle.
This morning.
That's true. I have been contemplating this. Monica Lewinsky, 2016.
Be careful.
Banging on the
Take the boo sound effect.
Monica, 2016. We out here, man.
Yeah, you wild. You wild.
Well, now I have
head of the president, head of the world.
I have a counter question.
Hold on. Okay.
Wait. What the?
I
caught that one.
You give Melody this one.
Okay. Go on.
So why, number one, couldn't the leader of the free world control himself?
Because he's the president.
I'm sorry. I don't
I'm
trust.
Sorry. Power?
That's a good question.
That's a great question.
Let her finish. If she's finished.
Why are you controlling an entire country when you can't even control yourself? I'm sorry, but I feel like...
Ooh, I didn't even think about it like that.
Okay. Let me answer this. Because he's the president. He can do that.
Look,
he's
power,
the president.
That's the power.
So then let's flip it for a second.
The power has gone to his head. I mean, the top of his head.
Oh, good God.
You know, the
look,
shoulders
the
above
head,
the... Yeah.
The other, anyway.
Look,
no,
look,
let's flip the script a little bit. If we find out Hillary has a side piece, what happens?
That's different.
Now it's different, huh?
It is different.
Why is it different now?
Because she's a woman and she can control herself.
Double standards.
Oh, double standards.
I think it's wrong to give a woman the double standards.
Can I clear something up, though?
I think that's...
But yeah, we should be equal, right?
Bill didn't get in trouble for his his thing about Monica.
He got in trouble
for lying about it.
Right.
And I'm like, if Bill just said, it seemed like a good idea at the time...
He did say it afterwards. He did say because
I'm
the president.
Afterwards.
Like,
of course I was.
He was impeached, right?
President.
He was impeached.
He was about to get impeached.
Nah, he was impeached. But remember, when you impeach a president,
you have to have enough to get him out of there.
Yeah.
It only works for one.
Bill Clinton.
I am not a crook.
I think Hillary definitely should have left him because, I mean, that's so
that's
embarrassing.
That's how you know you a G.
That is
you
so embarrassing.
You cheated on your wife
but
with a young girl, and she's still with you.
Nah, well, she might have stayed with him for her career.
Her brand.
Because, listen,
Clinton brand's pretty
once
good.
She had Clinton and he was in the White House, there's no going back from that.
But he did humiliate her, and I do feel like,
That is terrible.
Anything she does after this, I feel like it's kind of excused.
Oh, that was excused.
Yeah, he publicly humiliated her.
Two wrongs don't make a right, Melody.
But three rights make
a
left. What's your point?
Because women are a lot more discreet about things.
Are you sorry? I'm sorry. Everyone publicly has... I'm pretty sure a lot of people have been publicly humiliated around... on the internet. Look, just look on the internet. Everyone gets publicly humiliated.
Yeah, but
this is the first lady.
Yeah.
This is the first lady.
Lotus.
So
can you imagine,
I like this
Michelle
Lotus.
Michelle.
I think Michelle would punch Obama in the face. I think
Michelle would.
She was black, and I would love it.
I believe
Michelle
that.
I think Obama knows if something like that ever came out, like it's the end of his
Michelle
life.
Would hit, Michelle would hit him with a frying pan.
Oh,
like,
no.
Now she poured some hot grits on him.
Hot grits.
Y'all are giving her way too much credit. Y'all understand.
Ew,
she's the
I don't
first
like that reference. I don't like that reference. You know. Now we switching up. Screw Tyler Perry. You know how I feel about
Tyler Perry.
Okay, Tyler Perry. He brainwashes black women to like his stupid movies.
What?
Okay,
I don't like his movies.
He brainwashes black women to like his stupid movies.
I'm not
movies,
a woman, and I kind of dig his movies. What up?
Like
and he makes
movies.
The black man look bad so he can keep
the
us for himself.
Let's start. Let's go from bad.
Wait.
Guys. Let's
he
go from
baby.
Bad movies to good movies.
He has a baby by a woman. What are you talking about?
Let's go from bad movies to good movies.
He can't have a baby.
What?
Oh, wait. Tyler Perry had a baby?
He has a kid with a girlfriend.
With a woman?
Yes.
Really? Like a woman that plays Madea? Like that type of woman?
No.
Oh, okay.
She's bad. Like, she's a good-looking woman.
And Young Thug has a girlfriend. What's your point?
No, he doesn't.
Oh, yes,
he
does.
Are you serious?
Yes, he does. And what's your point about that? Exactly my point. Thank you very much.
All right.
Anyway, y'all get up now?
Can we just start... So we just go back to good movies and stuff, like how are actually good movie shows like Daredevil. That's connected to a movie universe.
It's no I fun see to talk about good there. Movies. They're good.
I've seen the first episode of Daredevil. And
there's no
really
dirt
nice.
In those good movies.
There's
we
no dirt.
We want to hear the dirt.
There's no
right?
dirt.
I'm sorry. Okay, but Daredevil, you can taste the grit from it. It's like the grit.
Well, we gonna see. We gonna.
Are you?
I'll watch it eventually.
Oh,
yeah,
come on. So no one's
currently on. He's on X-Files. He's chilling out with Mulder and Scully right now.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Season 2.
So no one's seen all... I've seen... am I the only one who marathoned them all?
Yes, you have.
And don't you dare play spoiler.
No, why would you do that, okay? What are you going to do with
your
life now?
No, I do the same... Oh, I do the same...
I'm going to watch Ant-Man.
House of Cards. No, with, I do the same thing with House of Cards.
Listen, you too?
House of Cards was fantastic.
Listen, I'm still in that series, okay?
Season 1.
I got nothing to say.
Season 1.
Oh, dude. Damn, bro. You've got a...
No, he's going to have fun because honestly...
You're going to have fun.
Seasons 1 through 2 are way better than Season 3.
Really?
That's everybody saying.
Really? Damn. Well, yeah. Enjoy season 1.
Is it because
one.
It came out the coop, or?
I mean, honestly, it's because there's so much that happened.
Yeah,
it's kind of like.
Yeah, dude.
Pretty much take the wait for Kendrick's album and then throw Born Sinner as the final result.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's what season 3 is?
Pretty much. And Born Sinner wasn't even a bad album.
Yeah, I was going to say that. That's not his worst album. That's probably his best out of the three. It's still a 6 out of 10, but yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. It's not what it could have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But still.
I mean, it...
So what is it? The acting or the new characters wearing?
It's that the old characters... I feel like they dragged it a little bit.
They did?
And some of the old characters that made the show so rich and so head-turning.
Yeah.
I mean, one of them's dead.
Right. Oh, dude, you ruined it.
And the other two are like...
Oh, well, you didn't really ruin it yet.
And the other two are like, you know...
There.
They're there, and then they're not there, and then you wonder what happened to them. And that really wasn't made clear.
Okay, so I'm still at the part where
Don't
the Prime Minister
Sebastian,
of, oh, the Prime Minister of Russia is just visiting. That's all. I was gonna say that.
That's it's just going to annoy you, I promise you that.
Oh, okay.
I can't go.
So
into
he's just
that.
Gonna be like a reoccurring topic throughout the whole season.
I'm not gonna say any more than that.
You should have invested in Netflix. That's
wait,
what
Prime
trying
Minister
to tell
of
us.
What?
Well, yeah, everybody invest in Netflix, okay, people.
Nah, too late.
Netflix is awesome right now.
Netflix Netflix wait, over Hulu.
No.
Absolutely.
No.
You still get commercials in Hulu. Girl, don't
paid
do that.
You pay for
girl,
it.
You pay
no,
for commercials.
Netflix is good until you catch up on a show, and then you have to go to Hulu, and you have to be able to watch it.
You watch it on demand.
For commercials.
Watch it on demand. It's free.
That's fine.
Look, I only
no,
watch
it
like,
is not fine.
Look, I only watch like 5 shows on TV anymore. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Nope.
Okay. Steven Universe.
Yes. Best show on TV right now.
Gravity Falls.
Okay.
Where's my buzzer?
You watched Gravity Falls?
I watched some of it. I understand what you're talking about.
I'm
good
waiting
show.
For Blackish. I still haven't heard Blackish.
I still love Blackish.
I have not watched Blackish yet.
What?
Because you're not
either.
Black.
Me neither.
You're not black.
Yeah, no, I was watching.
That is a liar.
I was watching Fresh Off the Boat more. I don't know why.
What?
Hey.
I've yet to watch
I'm
that.
I'm a fan of
Castle and Forever.
What's that?
Castle Forever.
What the heck is that?
Forever?
Castle, like the show Castle?
Yes.
I dig that show. I approve.
What's that?
Pretty much it's a writer that tags along
with a cop.
Mm-hmm. With a really sexy cop.
Yes.
Another cop show.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm good on cop shows.
What show I love and I started Nine-Nine? Watching it? No. And I finished it. It's on Netflix.
Okay.
Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, my father really loved that show.
It was such a good show, and now that it's over. And I devoted my life to that show for 2 weeks.
Wow.
I don't really know what to do with my life.
Yeah, where do you go from there? I mean, like, what do you do now?
I don't know, Ryan.
I'm still on season 2 of
right
Breaking Bad.
I'm trying to figure that out.
I'm not going to watch Breaking Bad.
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt?
Hilarious.
Yes.
Oh, boring.
What?
Stop that. Stop. The you stop.
I'm so behind on Suits.
The black guy's carrying the entire show.
I haven't watched Suits.
I hear you on that one.
I haven't watched Suits.
Everything he does was hilarious. So like, why he's carrying the show?
Pinot Noir.
That was
Pinot Noir.
That was jokes.
That was funny.
But like I said, I will eventually finish it. But like I said, he was carrying the entire show. It's Tina Fey's writing. Same thing with Tracy Morgan carrying, like, 30 Rock. 4 seasons. Ain't got boring.
But I thought the landlord, she's funny, too.
Yeah.
She's hilarious.
I do
enjoy
the landlord.
Yeah. Old lady
and
landlords
so is,
are played out.
What's her name? Zan? The younger daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Younger daughter.
The evil Rich daughter?
Younger yeah, she's
daughters
funny.
Are played out too.
No, she's just like, ugh. So like
no,
she's just trying to be cool and she's a loser at heart.
No, but you know what? She had a line. She said to Kimmy, she said, Kimmy, you're such a bee. And she was like, what? That thing that makes, I said a bee.
You got buzzard.
And then Kimmy said, she said, oh, you mean that thing that makes puppies? She's like, could come back, Sam.
Yeah. I remember that.
And I was like, she's right. Like, puppies are so adorable. They're so cute.
Yes. But yeah. Netflix TV shows.
Internet TV shows. Netflix for life, baby.
It's like what you're trying to do with Community on Yahoo.
Oh yeah, what do you have you seen it?
No, I don't want to.
I don't. Good. I feel like good. It's not going to be the good. Same.
Very good. There's a lot of like websites that
once
are starting
all the
to
black
have
characters left. I was like, wow, both of them left.
Fair enough.
Really?
Charles Gambino, oh, he's my. Out.
And what's her name? Yvette Brown.
Yeah.
Wait, does that mean out. There's no more Troy and Abed?
Yeah.
Yep.
No.
Charles Gambino grew up.
So there's a lot of like there's a lot of websites now that are starting to have like these original series, and AOL is one. First off, I didn't even know AOL still exists.
What?
Yeah, AOL still exists.
Yeah,
AOL.
They do. I didn't know they did either. But they're still around.
They're still around.
Yeah.
Not as much money as
I don't
before.
Know why, but
they don't have as much money as before, but they do
don't
have
give out the CDs. 1100
I
hours.
Do remember. I do remember.
Yes, the AOL,
AOL
CDs. Yeah,
I tried so hard to have
1200 free hours.
Yes,
I
remembered. You never used it?
How does that work? My dad always threw it away.
Dude,
you just load up the CDs, sign up, and you're good to go.
I
for 1200 hours.
I remember.
Which seemed a lot. Back then,
back when dial-up was still a thing,
yeah.
Oh,
I had
God.
Net zero.
You know what's crazy?
You had net zero.
No one will no kid will know the struggle of hearing the dial-up tone.
Thank you.
You could never sneak on your computer at night, because that's what I used to try to do. I would sneak computer on, and it would be
so loud with the dial-up.
And then I had to start the dial-up, and I was like, oh my God, they're gonna wake up.
Like why that's why my computer was in the basement. And and my mom still heard it from upstairs.
Really?
She makes a phone call.
See, that's that crazy.
Because, like, my mom's always usually like, Dale, are you on the internet? Why? How'd you know? Because I can't use my phone.
I'm going to have a house phone when I'm older.
I think I will, too.
Because I don't want my kids making secret phone calls. Like, I hear all these stories about what kids are doing in school now, and I'm like, no, like, I need to know.
Oh, my God.
Exactly who you're talking to,
guys.
What you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely
no.
Right.
Dude,
those
everyone.
Kids don't get cell phones till
everyone.
They're at least 13.
I don't even think I could say on the air what they're doing.
I make friends on Tumblr.
No. Guys.
You know what? I can give you a hint.
Sure.
Do you know the song Post to Be?
Bye.
Oh.
You know Janae
Aiko's
Mario. Part?
Yeah.
My the famous part?
Eat
her
the,
part?
Eat the, for me?
Eat that's
the
what they're
booty,
doing.
Like groceries. Eating booty like groceries?
Oh!
Oh
my God.
Life! We're good! We're
so
good!
She tried to avoid saying that on purpose.
Hey.
She knows I'm saying
that. Oh my God, it's you! It's
so we're getting punished for music.
Okay, stop that. Stop that right now. Stop that right now.
Gio broke the radio. All right, we back.
Okay, we back. All right. Now
it's like, you know, when MySpace came through in existence.
Yeah.
And people get in trouble with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, guys, I want to talk about school really quick because.
What's really quick? How quick are you going to
talk
about?
The funniest thing happened last week. So Friday, I get a call from the dean of my sister's school.
Uh-oh.
And she goes, hi, this is Miss Such and Such from Ocean Hill Charter School. And I'll go, okay, hi, this is such and such's brother. And I was like, okay, what did she do now? She's in trouble, isn't she? She was like, yes. I was like, what did she do? She got caught cheating on her test. Bruh. The fact, I'm,
don't
listen.
Do it.
I'm gonna
and
do it.
And if you're going to do it,
don't get caught.
Right.
That's why I was upset, okay? Eddie Guerrero had a famous line. We lie, we cheat, we steal. If you're not cheating, you're not trying, okay?
Okay.
How the hell do you, how did you get caught?
What test was this?
It's history.
Oh, come on.
How do you cheat on a history test?
It's all multiple choice, isn't it?
No, okay. She wrote. She had to write stuff down. But here's the thing. This is what she told my parents, okay? And this is why I'm not stupid, okay? She goes, I didn't know it was a test.
What?
What?
Who are you trying to fool?
Okay.
That's
I'll ground you just for lying. Just for telling a terrible lie.
But they believed her.
Yo, do better.
They listened to her and they believed her.
No, I am sure that they know. I'm sure.
It's a generation thing, right?
No, they know.
It's a generation thing because she was still allowed to be on her iPad. What? She's still allowed to watch television. I'm like, yo.
How can?
First of all, we didn't even have iPads, so that wasn't even
That's not even the point. My point is, what the hell happened to you parents, okay? If I would have did it.
If you had done that, you'd have been grounded for life.
I would have had my
That's the thing about being the older child.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing about being the older child. You can never get away with anything.
Nope.
The younger sibling will always get away with what you couldn't get away with.
That is not true. Not in my house.
This girl got caught cheating, and she said, "I didn't know it was a test."
Look, your parents, they're soft.
I can't say it.
He's not even going to argue with
you. What I think happens, honestly, I think our parents' parents are probably really tough on them, so our parents are kind of like softies compared to their parents, and we're probably going to be like harder on our kids because we're like, our parents are marshmallows.
That's theoretical, actually.
It's like,
and probably right.
Has anyone ever seen this the show God, the Devil, and Bob?
That show was terrible, and can we finish on a better note? We've got about 30 seconds left.
Daniel put Danny Phantom in his top 5 cartoons of all time. Kevin.
Bruh, come on!
I like Cat Dog.
I like Cat Dog.
Cat Dog was whack. Rugrats for life. This was Trial by Fire.
Steven Universe, my name.
Hopefully we get another chance at this. Because
Monica 2016.
And by the way, we're better than the Breakfast Club.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Steven Universe.
This is Slick Pusher, and make sure to tune in on ycradio.org, the voice of today's generation.